In the Czech Republic, where the state controlled everything under communism, volunteering does not enjoy a long tradition. But some 20 years after the demise of the former regime, more and more young volunteers are actively changing the face of their country. One of them is Petra Milsimerova, who runs a project called Little Clown, and is Sarah Barufka's guest in this edition of Czech Life.
We have some stamps with us. Children really love to stamp.
Petra Milzimerová is getting ready to head out to a children's home in Milovice, a small village near Prague. I meet the shy 27-year-old at her two-bedroom apartment in the city, where she lives with her boyfriend and two dogs. Petra works as a preschool teacher, she's doing a master's degree, and she spends most of her free time volunteering.
Sometimes people ask me, why do you do a volunteer? And I say, I don't know, because it's just some power coming from inside. I just want to be with other people. I like people, and especially children. And I like to organize new things. And volunteering is a way how you can try it, how can you do it. And, for example, how can also young people learn important competences and important knowledge for their future life. So that's the reason why I started, to enrich my own life, and on the other side to enrich the other people through the activities I can do with them.
Volunteering is still a relatively new phenomenon in the Czech Republic, where the state controlled everything under communism. Petra has been volunteering since she was 18, nearly 10 years, and it is young people like her who are slowly changing the legacy of the former regime.
I think it's very enriching way how to spend the free time, because you can do with these people the activities you, for example, would do on your own, to go for a walk, to go to see the exhibition. It brings me a feeling I'm also useful for these people in my free time. It brings me the better feeling than if I went there just on my own.
Petra now runs a project called Little Clown, which is connected to the Czech Citizens Association Provázek. She and her team travel to children's homes to paint kids' faces and bring a bit of joy into the lives of the thousands of Czech boys and girls who grow up in such homes. Another legacy of communism, when institutionalized care was the only option for children who could not be raised by their parents. I went along with Petra and the Little Clown volunteers on their latest trip. It's Sunday at noon and Petra meets her group of helpers at the train station. Milovice is only about an hour from the Czech capital, but volunteers from Petra's Little Clown organization are willing to travel to children's homes all over the country. Petra buys a ticket for the whole group, and then we are on our way. On the train, the group of volunteers chats, laughs, but also plans activities for the future. Though most of the Little Clown members do not work in the charity sector, volunteering is a big part of their life. Claudia Cruz, who has been coming along on Little Clown trips for some months now, works in advertising.
Normally, part of my hobbies are painting and teaching kids how to paint. So when I can combine kids and painting, I'm very, very happy. And I was telling the girls that usually when you paint, it's like a very, very lonely work. Even if you feel very good after that, it's still like only you and your canvas. So when you do it with kids, it's very funny because it's like an interactive painting and they always tell you what they want and how they feel after you paint it on them. No? So that's what I like it.
Today, the Little Clown team has arrived early. The children, aged 3 to 6, are still taking a nap. Petra, though soft-spoken, is an organizational whiz. She quickly directs her helpers to set up craft stations where kids can make clown hats, have their faces painted, or draw pictures. Improvisation is also a big part of the job, she says.
We will have more little kids who are new in this institution, so we were talking if it is better to have less or more activities for these kids, and we found out we will have just two or three, and we will see how it works, and maybe if any kid is bored, we could do something special with this kid. But we have enough volunteers, so there will be one volunteer for each kid, so I think it will work well.
Já jsem Petra, jak se jmenuješ?
The kids pile into the room and Petra sings an introduction song with them. Once everyone knows each other by name, she and her team transform the children into lions, clowns, vampires, and princesses, or cartoon characters.
It's usual that when we do the face painting, the small kids and also the older ones, they choose Spider-Man or Batman because they know these heroes from television. It's quite usual that they watch television a lot here in these institutions, because when the nurses have lots of them, sometimes they just put the TV on when there is some problem with one of them and they need to attract the other children, so they know these heroes from television. And they want to be the same as they are, good, helping people, brave, and that's the reason why I think they choose Spider-Man and Batman. A chceš ho vyrobit na ruku? No tak stříhej, můžeš mu udělat takhle.
Later, Petra is helping a little boy cut out a mask from colored paper. The kids are not just entertained by the volunteers and the activities offered, they can also pick up some skills. What can they learn?
Training, cutting with scissors, doing this because we have these special scissors with different cuts or knives, different knives that some of them make waves, some of them make triangles, and children really love it to cut with these scissors.
Meanwhile, volunteer Alena Prokivinska is busy at the face painting station. She has been coming along on little clown trips for about a year now.
Because I enjoy it. I love children. I don't have my own, but I enjoy kids and I love to be here. It's so much fun all the time and I'm just having a great time with these people.
At the end of the four-hour visit, Petra says she will play a special game with the children. It's become a sort of tradition.
We will now play the game Pass the Parcel. So it's a big parcel with toys inside, and we pass it around, we sing, and when we stop singing, the one who is holding the parcel open the first wrap, and there is one toy, then it goes around again, there is another wrap, and it goes on, and every child got a small toy as a present. Kočka leze
díru. Pass the Parcel is a big success with the boys and girls. Then it's time to pack up and head back home. While the others are cleaning up, I ask little clown volunteer Lucie Macáková about Petra's motivation.
It makes her sense, I think. It makes the sense of her life, I would say. Because I feel like she's not the person who prefer to make money, but she's definitely a person who prefers to work with the people and help them and do something that has, I would say, human value.
Another volunteer, Věra Bucharová, has a similar reason for engaging in the Little Clown project. I ask her if she had fun today.
Yes, I had fun. I always have fun. That's why I keep coming.
And how long have you been coming?
With this program, 3 years. But I've been involved in Provázek for 7 years.
And why do you do it?
That would be a really long answer. Because I'm a teacher and I work at international schools, so we have kids of rich people, so helping the less fortunate kids, that's why I do it. It's like the balance, healthy balance.
Petra also believes that even taking a little time out of your schedule can have a profound effect. She says that often her volunteers bring a kind of energy and motivation to their activities that set them apart from employees of children's homes.
I think volunteering makes differences because there is a difference between people doing something like a job and people doing volunteering, because there is a different approach. People doing a job, they make difference as well when it is, for example, a job for people. But I think volunteers, they approach to it somehow differently because they don't do it every day. They choose it. They choose what they want to do. And they, for example, do it once a week or twice in month. So they have more energy for the people they want to help.
In the summer, Little Clown also engages in outdoor activities with the children. Petra Milzimerova, part of a new generation of Czech volunteers, is even planning to bring her horse along with her on the next trip.